Yeah, it's a good question, Mark. I think the key is first and foremost, the alignment, you know, and the assignment. Skill-wise, you know, there's not a huge difference, I don't think, talent-wise, between, you know, 2 and 10 at this point. But each player who can separate themselves is going to prove that they can do one thing great. And that's what we've talked about over the years. You know, the guys that stick, there has to be something that they do exceptional. You're talking about Marquez Valdez-Scantling. His speed is exceptional, but his growth in his assignments and his alignments and his understanding of the game has been phenomenal, you know, to where he's a guy you just don't worry about anymore. And he has a maturity on the field, which is really fun to see. I will say, to me, it coincides with the maturity off the field. I'm not talking about, you know, horsing around or being, you know, messing around. I'm talking about just an understanding of who they are, you know. And I think there's with himself and Alan Lazard and Randle and obviously Devontae, you're talking about four guys who are very secure with who they are. And I think the more settled you are off the field, the more comfortable you can be on the field. And when you're comfortable, you're going to be confident. So the goal is to get those guys to stretch themselves personally, to be comfortable, to show their personality, but to be a professional in their preparation on the field. And I think that's what's going to separate those last 2, 3, 4, counting, you know, the practice squad spots. And there's a lot of guys in the mix. Obviously, bringing Funch back from being off last year. He's a big, strong, talented guy who's played at a high level before. Juwan has had a really nice offseason. He looks body-wise differently. Obviously, Malik and EQ made the roster last year and made strides for us. So it's going to be interesting to see, see it all, how it all shakes out.